kind of like a half and half thing. It's half historical and half prophetic. And there's some of the things that are laid out in Daniel that are taking place, the struggles that the Israelites are going through. And then there's another section that is completely prophetic, that's talking about the things that are going to come and what Israel is going to face. And many times when we are faced with certain struggles, we begin to pray. There are multiple landmarks in my own life where I can tell you that my prayer life changed greatly because of a circumstance that happened. I can remember, and many of my close friends that were here when years ago when my father passed away, it was unexpected. He was 54 years old. And he had an aneurysm in his aorta, and he was talking to my brother one moment, and the next moment he was gone. And our entire lives changed. I had a relationship with my dad that I found out over the years was actually quite unique. You know how those things are. Sometimes you take them for granted, and you don't realize the relationship that you have with someone until that someone is not with you anymore. And I can remember just my prayer life completely changed. I can remember when we were going through some things as a family, physically and different areas are happening. Our prayer life, Alexa and I, our prayer lives changed because of circumstances that were happening. I can remember when we were deciding a number of years ago, probably about 18 years ago, we were on the moment of a decision that needed to be made of whether or not we would remain in Titusville. And we went to the Lord with such a strength in our hearts of wanting to know the answer. And we knew that whatever answer was coming, we were going to say, "Yes, Lord, whatever you want us to do." And I tell you these things because there are moments of prayer in our lives that we really come before the Lord and we say, "God, this time I mean it." Does anybody know what I'm talking about? This time, God, I am serious. God, this time I need you to come through. This time, God, I really have a desire for something to change. Fall is coming. Help me to stand. And sometimes we have a warning. I didn't have a warning when my father passed away. I had a decision to be made when we were thinking about staying in Titusville. We had decisions that needed to be made when we were going through some things as family-wise, as far as the physical things that were happening. But there are different times when there were various circumstances where I didn't necessarily know definitely what was going to happen, but I had a heads up, and I began to pray and go before the throne of God. We catch up with Daniel, and he's in a moment like this. And just by quick recap, we talked earlier in the series about don't despair, begin to repair. If there's a situation rising in your life, we don't want to be caught up in that moment and in that situation. We want to say, "God, I'm ready for the hand of the Lord to be ready in my life," because a couple of weeks ago, we talked about being justified, and we talked about what it means to have this relationship with the Lord at such a place that I can say, "I stand before the throne completely redeemed from the things of my past." I wonder if anybody has a testimony like that. I am completely redeemed from the things of my past. And then last week we talked about our GPS, and it wasn't the global positioning service. It was that we need to make sure that we are in a place where we're being guided by God, and that we have our priorities in place by what God wants us to do, so that we can have a stable walk with Him. And now what we're doing is we're coming into this place of, "Okay, God, my relationship is such that it is. I need to know that when a difficult time comes, how do I know that, God, you are with me?" That's probably one of the most common questions that I'm asked as a pastor is, I understand the theories, Phil. I understand the idea that what you're saying is God is with you, but I am in this circumstance right now, and how do I know that God is with me? How do I know? And Daniel was in a very similar situation. And I was reading through the book of Daniel in preparation for something that I'm doing later on. And this verse just kind of, this section of scripture just kind of leapt out at me and said, here is the conclusion to the series on Help Me to Stand. Because there's something quite unique that I have to confess, maybe I've glanced over in the book of Daniel before. I'm familiar with the various stories. We've got, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and we've got the whole thing with Daniel in the lion's den, and we've got this encounter with Daniel praying and people trying to catch him in what he's doing. And so that the stories that are there are so familiar. Sometimes when you're reading something that's really familiar, you have a habit of like glancing over some of the things that, oh, I know this part. And I have to say that I'm guilty of that with this section of Daniel, because when I was reading through it, it became so clear to me exactly what God was trying to relay to Daniel, that maybe this would be something that all of us could grab a hold of and understand. You see, when in moments when I felt that I really, truly needed God, and it's funny to say it that way, but it's in that moment when you're saying, God, I mean it. I can't take another step without your grace. And so I'm in that moment, and Daniel is in a similar situation. And I want you to read with me in Daniel chapter 10, starting in verse 2, it says, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I ate no delicacies, no meat or wine entered my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks. He was persevering in praying and fasting and asking God to come through in a situation. He was before the throne of God. I think that some of you could look at these couple of verses right here and say, Daniel meant business. He was expecting God to come through and to say something. On the 24th day of the first month, I was standing on the bank of the great river, that is the Tigris. I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a man clothed in linen with a belt of fine gold from Upaz around his waist. Skip down to verse 12. Then he, the man, said to me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your words have been heard. I have come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but Michael, another archangel, the chief of princes, came to me, for I was left there with the kings of Persia. If I were to give this message a subtitle, I would give it this: your answer has been sent. Your answer has been sent. If I want you to kind of look at a couple of things here very clearly with me, is that here in the response that's happened, then he said to me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand, you were humbled. From the very first day, from the moment that you opened your heart and said, God, right now, it is impossible for me to take one more step forward. God, it cannot be done without your grace. And the angel said to him, from that moment, I was released as an answer to your request. In that moment, you say, well, what took you so long? I thought you were an angel. Why? 3 weeks? Come on, what are we doing? And in our society right now, where things are so like this, this couldn't be any more true than it is right now in this moment. I think that in the culture that was reading this and was speaking and how Daniel was associating with this, 3 weeks would be like, wow, that was really quick. Something took 3 weeks. That was pretty fast, probably. But for us, when we go before the Lord, what happens to us is we fall into this level of understanding where it says, okay, God, 5 minutes ago, I asked for you to come through on this thing, and God? You know, and then what happens is, you've probably heard this too, is, you know, I prayed and I asked God about it, and he didn't say anything, so I just did my own thing. You know? Well, when did you pray? I prayed at 6 o'clock in the morning, and by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I hadn't heard a thing, and we needed to get things done. We had a decision that needed to be made. Bah, 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 bah. And sometimes what we find ourselves faced with too is that, listen to this, is that the prayer life, the connection that we have with the Lord is also like that. God, you know more than I do what I need. And you know that I need it right now. Amen. And then, you know, you go and it's very, oh, did you pray about it? I sure did. Man, I went before the throne of God. How long did Daniel pray and fast? 3 weeks. How long did he go without food, without drink? He says delicacies, so that means no bonbons or anything. He went without. And he was going before the throne of God, interceding in that situation. And once he came to that place, it says quite clearly that he says, fear not, Daniel, from the first day that you prayed, no, from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God. When was the last time that I could tell you that when I was going before the Lord, it was because I had humbled my heart and I understood what God was going to do in my life? I put that in the first person so that you don't feel attacked. Is everybody okay? Because we have to be able to come to a realization that God is not the teller on the other side of the fast food service microphone. Yes, what can I get for you today? Yes, I would like 3 miracles to go. Pull around front, right? I mean, that's how we treat it sometimes. Is we expect instantly for something to happen. And God is looking for a people that would be willing to persevere for a season because there is a spiritual battle that is taking place in the world today. Did you see what the response was? It wasn't yet. We heard you, and we got in our last round of cards before we decided to come. I had this other thing of more importance to take care of, and you were on the list. It wasn't like that at all. As soon as you understood, as soon as you set your heart, as soon as you humbled yourself before the Lord, I was sent. And here's something, ladies and gentlemen, can you hang on to this in the truth of the matter? There's a spiritual battle that is taking place in the world today. And we need people that are going to say, I will persevere through this circumstance because I believe that an answer has been sent. Your answer has been sent. It's on its way. Believe. Come before the Lord. Do not doubt. Persevere. What if Daniel, after 2 days, was like, man, this has been 48 hours, God, I have given this time to you. 48 hours, that's a long time in 2017. That's a long time. If I told you that I went before the throne of God for 48 hours, you'd all be like, wow, you're a mega pastor. You're awesome. 48 hours of prayer? He had only yet to begin after 48 hours. At 72 hours, he had only started. But the angel, the answer, was sent instantly at the moment his heart was recognized. and he was sent into battle. He had to fight his way through adversity. And in our 21st century mentality, we often forget that when we pray, what we're actually doing is releasing a blessing. We're releasing the blessing of God, but it still has to come through the adversity of the situation. Still has to fight through it. Look at what he says. He says, "Fear not, Daniel. From the first day that you set your heart to understand before God, your words have been heard, and I have come." Why? Come on. Because of your words. Because of your prayer, the angel was sent. Because of what you were doing, the angel was sent. I like that. I like that. To think that if I'm in tune with what God is doing, and I have a heart that's humbled before him, and I'm praying the will of God in my life, the answer is sent. Instantly. Instantly. Instantly, the answer is sent. Look at what he says to him. "The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. Spiritual warfare broke out because of Daniel's prayer. You say, "Okay, now, Phil, you're kind of getting out there on me. You're talking about angels and demons fighting each other." Yes, I am. Because that's exactly what took place. Daniel released the warriors of heaven through his heart connection to the Lord, his spiritual relationship with God. Daniel caused a spiritual warfare to break out. Daniel, do you see that? Daniel, because he was praying in such a way that it was recognized. It was recognized by this. It said your heart was humbled and you understood yourself before God. And what happened? "I fought with the enemies of Persia." And we're not talking this prince of Persia. This prince of Persia was a stronghold. This was a demonic thing that was happening. And when Daniel went to his knees and Daniel began to pray, instantly the angel of the Lord was released to go and fight. And he was released in such a way that he was fighting against the adversary, and he needed the archangel Michael to come and assist him so that he could break through and be the answer for Daniel. When you pray, it is not a simple, traditional, religious routine that you go through. If it is, you're missing the point. When we pray, we need to be able to say, "Our Father, who is in heaven, glory to your name. Your will be done." That's not a contest to see how fast you can say that prayer. Do you hear those words? Glory to your name. Hallowed be thy name. If that is what you needed to hear this morning, I do know it in Old English as well. I'm bilingual. I read King James and ESV. "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus wasn't saying this is something that we want you to just, you know, say out of rote memory. No, can you imagine the veracity of that prayer? If every single man, woman, and child that has ever prayed that prayer in their entire life would be standing before the throne of God and say, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." This world would change in a moment, in an instant. I want want you to see that what Daniel did was out of a desire of saying, God, we're in a situation. He's in captivity. Daniel himself, his name has been changed. His identity is being lost. He's gone against so many things in this circumstance. He was threatened with never being allowed to pray to Jehovah anymore. His friends were being isolated and persecuted. They attempted to assassinate three of his friends. And through all of that, Daniel is still in a situation where he says, unknowingly, unaware, that what he's doing is he is sending an angel to come to a circumstance, and he says, God, I need this thing to come through because my answer needs to be on its way. This morning, if you hear anything at all, when you go before the throne of God, your answer has been sent. Your answer has been sent. And only in a day and an age when the church can come to a place to realize that God is not playing games with his people. He literally wants to know, have you humbled yourself? Have you come to a relationship with me in such a way that when you pray, angels are released at your command? And that's not a reading between the lines. That's exactly what happened. Do you see that? The angel says to him, those very words. I'm not reading between the lines. This isn't the Phil Taylor translation. This is exactly what happened. Your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. I wonder if that just hit me in the head like a railroad tie. I can't tell you how many times I've read that verse. But to think that Daniel was in such a place with his relationship with the Lord, he opened his mouth and an answer was sent. And it took 21 days for that angel to fight through the strongholds that the enemy had over that area. I wonder if you're willing to go before the Lord and say, God, whatever it takes, I need that breakthrough. God, whatever it takes, I need that answer. God, whatever it takes, I'm going to be here until I hear the answer. Not the answer that I want. That's a complete, that's a sermon for another day. We have that habit often. Well, did you get an answer? Yeah, but I don't think that was the right one. Not the answer that I'm anticipating, the answer that I know is from the Lord because of my relationship with him. Do you see the connection? This morning, as we prepare to end this series, there's certain things in your life that are either going on right now or are yet to come. Would you be willing to go before the Lord and say, God, I need the Holy Spirit to release something in me so that I know that I'm communicating and hearing your voice, your answer. I guarantee you that Scripture does not lie. I guarantee you Scripture does not lie. That if you humble yourself and you are in relationship with the Lord in such a way that you are praying a selfless prayer and you're saying, God, I just need this answer to come. I need to know your answer will be sent. Your answer will be sent. Actually, if you've been praying that way, your answer has already been sent. Your answer is already on its way. Maybe they're fighting through some strongholds that are in the area of your life or in your neighbor's life or in the community. And maybe there's something that's going on that's like, yes, I'm coming, I'm on my way. But we have to persevere because there's a spiritual warfare. And in the 21st century, when we start talking about spiritual warfare, all of a sudden we think we've all signed up for the Looney Tunes. But the reality is, spiritual warfare is a real thing. It truly happens. And we need to humble ourselves in such a way to say, God, I need your will to be done. Our Father, who is in heaven, glory to your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your answer has been sent. Real quickly, I want to read with you 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17 that kind of ties this together for us in the New Testament understanding. Daniel was praying to a true, living, breathing God, Jehovah, the God of the Bible. He had no concept of what was, he could never imagine what God was going to do. But he prayed with such faith and such veracity that he was expecting God to do something. And when Jesus, the Messiah, shows up on the scene, there's a complete fullness of the Word of God that comes through. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17 says this, "By this love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as He is, so also are we in this world." I want you to draw your attention for the next 90 seconds on that last phrase. Because as He is, so also are we in this world. God is looking for a people that will have such faith in Him that they would be willing to say, "God, I desire to see Your perfect will, Your perfect plan relayed into my life so that I do not act as someone who is faithless, but someone who is anticipating the answer. I'm anticipating the answer." Because why? Because as He is, so also are we in this world. What needs does Jesus have? Is Jesus sick? Is Jesus naked? Is Jesus hungry? Is Jesus poor? Because as He is, so also are we in this world. Do you see the power in that statement? This is not a name it and claim it verse. This is a reality check of where our faith is in our relationship with the Lord. When I go before the throne of God, I often find myself praying a wimpy prayer. Boy, I hope You can come through. God, I hope. You know, if it's whatever, if this thing, you know. And instead of saying, "God, I am coming before You because my relationship with You is like this. I've given my life to You. I've surrendered to You. And I don't pretend to have the answers, but I come to You who does have the answer. And God, I pray right now, Your purposes, Your will be done in this situation." I prayed like that one time with somebody who felt that that was a faithless and spineless prayer. And he jumped on me for it. And he said, "No, what you got to do is you got to..." And I'm not in the business of telling God what to do. I'm just asking Him to do what He already knows He's going to do. That is, He defeated death, hell, and the grave. And I want His will to come on this earth. I wonder if you do too. I want God's will to be done on this earth. And I'm not in the business of saying, "Okay, God, here's what you got to do." That's not it. That's not what we're talking about this morning. What we're talking about is, where is your relationship with Him? Because if your relationship is such, your prayer isn't going to be for that Maserati. Your prayer is going to be for His will to be done. And believe it or not, that verse that we were talking about here, the Lord's Prayer, wasn't in my notes. It just sounded like it fit good today. Right? Because Jesus said a couple of things. That verse starts with, "When you pray." Doesn't say if you pray. When you get around to it, no. When you pray, pray like this. And if we have that same relationship that Daniel did, the moment that we begin to pray for the will of God to be done, the answer is sent in that moment. Is that not encouraging? I was like, what? God, why did I have to read the Bible 1,200 times to get that point across? Why did I have to scan through the book of Daniel so many times? And now you're telling me that when I come before your throne, if my relationship is right with you, the answer is on its way? Duh. God is a God of answers. He's a God of coming through when we need him to. He's a God of fulfilling the desires of our heart. But listen, there's a caveat. Our will has to be in line with his. Can we stand together this morning? Our will has to be in line with his. It's not a blank statement. It's not just a, we're whatever, you know, whatever. Okay, so now what I got to do? No, what you want to do is you want to make sure that your life is in right order with him. So Father, we come before you right now, and wherever we are in our relationship with you, Father, I pray that today we would be able to increase in our understanding and our relationship with you. Right now, just like the phrase that came out to Daniel, is that when your heart was humbled, and so now, Father, we humble ourselves before you and we ask for your will to be done. Not our, Phil Taylor's will is out the door. Today, Father, we pray for your will to be done. And Lord, we may need to pray that prayer, thy will be done, multiple times over the next series of encounters with you. Let us be willing to do that, Father. Let us not grow weary in seeking your face. Let us not grow weary in our time with you. Your answer is on its way. Secondly, Father, I pray for the strongholds that are over this area. Father, I pray against the meth houses. I pray against prostitution. I pray against drugs. I pray against the abuse of alcohol. Father, I speak against the desire in fathers' hearts to leave their families, the desires in mothers' hearts to be confused by the world. Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name that the spiritual strongholds over northwestern Pennsylvania, they would be broken through in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that there would be an answer to the will of God in this region, that there would no longer be abuses, there would no longer be strongholds in our lives, that, Father, we would be able to see the result of the power and the authority of God in Jesus' name. We speak against the strongholds in this region. Holy Spirit, come. If one of us can put 1,000 to flight, then two of us can send a legion fleeing. Open your eyes. Look to your right, to your left, to your front, and to your back. Look around. Look around. There's more than two people in this room. We have just sent legion upon legion, upon legion, upon legion, upon legion, upon legion. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen of the church. And if we can come to a place to believe the word of God to that level, you will see amazing things happen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you. We ask, Lord, that we would go from this place with a desire to see your will be done. Lord, if there's anyone in this room this morning that is faltering in their faith or they're wavering in their relationship with you, I pray that this morning they would be encouraged by being in your presence, worshiping you, being in an atmosphere of prayer. Lord, I pray for a breakthrough in their lives. As we go today, Father, I pray that we would go with a fresh understanding. The answer has been sent. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Can you just give God praise this morning? Isn't he an awesome God? He's an awesome God. Praise the Lord. What an awesome God we serve. We pray that you would go with grace. With all the talk of the move up and everything like that, there was a youth lock-in that happened here Friday.